But he gonna slide them tankers.
Mm-hmm. That's what you could call it.
Yes.
Okay. What you call an old house that evil spirits might live in?
I see that's an old broke down house, that's all.
Okay. Suppose it wouldn't change it for you if there were ghosts in the house or evil spirits or something like that?
Well, people say ghosts in the house, but I don't know about that.
Oh, okay. They call it a ghosting house?
Yes. I don't know if there's any ghosting in it.
Okay. And what about the spirits that live in a house like that? What would you call those?
Well, that would have to be the same ghost.
Ghosts?
Yes.
How about haunts? Did you ever hear that, haunts?
Well, they call that the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
They say if a black cat cross your path, you're going to have bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
What do you call that when they say that brings bad luck, what they call the thing that brings you bad luck? Call it a jinx or a hoodoo or something like that?
Yes, this is at some point with a sleight of hand or something.
What do they call a person who brings you bad luck?
Some people call them a hag.
A hag?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Which would you call them?
Yeah.
I just call them a child.
A child?
Yeah.
You don't have a special word for them?
No.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be made ready to be buried?
The cemetery.
Before you go to the cemetery?
The undertaker house.
Okay. What do you call the box or the case that a corpse is put into for burial?
Well, you put the coffin into a box.
Okay. And what do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call flowing water that's smaller than a river?
Well, sometimes you got them run a spring.
A spring.
Yeah.
Okay. How about something that's smaller than a spring?
Is water?
Hmm?
Have water?
Just water? That's smaller than a spring?
You can cut them down as small as you want.
Okay, so let's say we have a big river. That's the big piece of flowing water. And there's something that comes off the river first. What would you call that?
Well, I call that the big water coming in.
Uh-huh. And from that, you'd get what?
You'd get a high water from it.
And the spring is what you would...
Yes.
Spring is what flows from the big water?
The spring, you come from the land, go into the big water.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call flat, grassy country down around the seacoast, right here, for instance?
Well, that's just a marsh grass. Grew on the...
Marsh grass?
Yes.
Okay. Wonder if you want to get a little closer to that so that... What do you call a pair of straps that men wear over their shoulders to hold up trousers?
Suspenders.
Suspenders?
Yes.
And unthickened gravy that's made when you add water to the grease of fried meat, especially ham. What do you call that?
Well, you can take a little flour.